Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your go-to source for the latest aerospace updates in the Northwest. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today we're bringing you the highlights from the latest VAICUT V9.2 release and the VUE 2021 events.
I see you've been following the VUE 2021 events, Daniel. How many people attended these events?
Well, over 60 people from the UK's leading advanced manufacturing and technology companies attended the three VUE 2021 events in September.
Wow, that is impressive. Let me guess, these events were held in some pretty interesting locations, right?
Absolutely. The events kicked off at the British Motor Museum in Gaydon, then moved to Aerospace Bristol, and finally ended at the Nikon Innovation Centre Europe in Rotherham.
I see, and what was the purpose of these events?
The technical staff from CG Tech used the events to provide customers with a feature review of the enhancements made in the latest release of VAICUT, version 9.2.
Right, so what are some of the key features in V9.2?
Well, let me tell you, the new release includes collision and performance improvements, new graphs and tool use, windows, enhanced support for hole making tools, annotation and section for cutting tools, new cutter types, user-driven changes to improve multi-tool stations and force and additive enhancements.
That is quite a list. Let's start with the collision and performance improvements. How significant are they?
They're pretty significant. Material removal at tight cutting resolutions is now up to 30% faster. Deep concave collision penetration has been enhanced, especially against high triangle count models.
Oh wow, and can you give us an example of how much faster it is?
Sure, an impressive example of an impeller case highlighted just how quick this latest version is, reducing the time required from 12 minutes in V9.1 to just 36 seconds.
That is so cool. What about the hole making tools support?
The software now checks for wrong location, size or depth, cut deeper than flutes, motion not along tool axis, pre-drill operation before ream or tap, and incorrect feed speeds for tap.
That does sound like it could prevent a lot of issues. So what new cutting tools are supported in V9.2?
New cutting tools supported include spherical end mills, known as lollipop or balloon cutters, and thread milling tools.
I see, and what about the multi-tool station enhancements?
These are aimed at users of Swiss-type sliding headstock lathes, where multiple tools are located on platens. There's more collision information provided for individual tools or sub-assemblies.
That does sound useful. Gavin Powell mentioned something about interdepartmental connectivity. What did he mean by that?
With VAICUT at the core of the business, any company can have vastly improved interdepartmental connectivity. The machine shop, tool setters, inspection department, and estimating can enjoy access to accurate business data.
Right, and what about the assembly manager in V9.2?
The new assembly manager allows users to manage assemblies in a library, making complex ancillary equipment easier to control as they can be shared on other machines or even different projects.
That does sound like a big improvement. Steve Schottbolt talked about force enhancements. What did he say?
He explained that the fundamental problem being solved with VAICUT force optimization is that CAM systems focus on feed rate, not chip thickness.
Ah, I see. And what are some of the key elements that make force better in the latest version?
Including using the cutting tool's max deflection as a limit, building on the previous limits of chip thickness, force applied to the cutter and spindle power.
That does sound like a significant improvement. And what about the force material catalog data?
It can now filter by material ISO code or characteristics. It can adjust turning operations for interrupted cuts, and a powerful learn from results function allows users to save as for optimization settings.
That does sound like it could save a lot of time. And what about the virtual event for those who couldn't attend the live events?
CG Tech has scheduled a virtual event on the 17th and 18th November. Online registrations are now open at the CG Tech website.
That's great to hear. Well, Daniel, it sounds like V9.2 is a big step forward for VAICUT users.
It sure is. The enhancements in performance, collision detection, and tool management are really going to make a difference for manufacturing companies.
That's for sure. Thanks for sharing all these insights, Daniel.
My pleasure, and remember to check out the virtual event on the 17th and 18th November.
And that's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Don't forget to subscribe for more updates on the latest aerospace trends in the Northwest.
Until next time, stay informed and keep flying high.